Pakistan's Prime Minister has set a 72-hour deadline for security agencies to arrest those involved in last week's widespread violence. The unrest followed the detention of the former Prime Minister, Imran Khan. Al Jazeera's Osama bin Javed spoke with the Federal Information Minister, Mariam Aurangzeb, and began by asking if the government has declared martial law.
Not really, because there's just one person who always, it's a pattern. It's not something which has happened in Pakistan by Mr. Khan and his party, which is unprecedented. So there's a continuity that whenever he's asked a question or whenever he's called on an investigation, so this is how he resorts to violence, incite violence.
But I'm talking about and your government's decisions. Yes. You blockaded the internet. Yeah. You shut down social media sites.
What do you
called
expect?
In the military.
What do you expect when a party leader is inciting violence on streets, calling out people, has installed? There was no political reaction to his arrest, because if there was a political reaction to his arrest, then we could have seen the streets filled with people outside there. You know, there were different installations where he placed people, and then he was monitoring. He was, the entire party leadership was monitoring that how many people have reached Jinnah House and Corps Commander House in Lahore, how many people have reached metro bridges, and then there was entire monitoring done. So what do you expect by the government, who has to save the people?
They could not stop it. Does it not show that the government failed to save all of these locations?
I think the government very prudently, very maturely, the police showed a responsible restraint to stop violence in the country, incitement of violence in the country.
Your party leader was making similar allegations against the military, the chief of army staff, the chief of the intelligence, what Imran Khan is doing now. So if this is a pattern where each politician, where they're in government, they say they're on the same page with the military establishment. The moment they join the opposition, they say they're being persecuted by the same military. Obviously, the politicians need to have a little soul searching, don't they?
Well, not. I will humbly disagree with you, because I think there are two different examples. And why I say that? They're two different cases. Because Mr. Nawaz Sharif, when he was the Prime Minister and Mr. Bajwa was the Chief of Army Staff, he called out Mr. Bajwa and his ingress and his interference into politics and democracy of the country.
What Imran Khan is doing now to the current Army Chief.
Let me finish, please. And when Mr. Nawaz Sharif was ousted, and when he traveled from Islamabad to Lahore, how many ambulances were set on fire? How many military installations were set on fire? How many metros and motorways were set on fire? How many hospitals and schools were set on fire? None. Now, why is he calling out Chief of Army Staff? Because Chief of Army Staff, current Chief of Army Staff, is not willing to sit with Mr. Khan in the room and interfere into the democratic processes of the country. If the government had the intention to do political victimization, which Mr. Khan was doing, because all these corruption, false allegations and corruption cases against us were made in the Prime Minister office.
But you see, 100 cases registered against Imran Khan does sound like political vendetta, doesn't it?
100 cases, so that's Mr. Khan's mantra, false mantra, which he always says, and he always, indulge into such narrative also. Mr. Khan, prominent cases against him, which I am privy of, which he's not ready to answer. One, foreign funding by the Election Commission, not by the government. The 60 billion Al-Qaeda Trust, not by the government. National Accountability Bureau. The Toshakhana by Federal Investigation Agencies and NAB, that are now, the references are in the courts, where Mr. Khan is not ready to answer. And the fourth one is the Terrian case, which is again in the Islamabad High Court, not with the government. So this perception that Mr. Khan is trying to develop, that the government is against him and doing political settling some political vendetta or some political victimization, is false.
You're not just facing a political enemy, but you're at loggerheads with this highest court of the country. Your ruling alliance says that this is the death of justice in Pakistan, where the court has given reprieve to somebody who went to the court, whereas if you in power were at that point went to court, you would have gotten the same reprieve, wouldn't you?
No, this wasn't the case. In last 4 years, when we were jailed on false cases, our hearing was never heard in the court for a year, for 8 months, for 6 months. And Mr. Khan did not go to the court. Mr. Khan was invited to the court in Masjid, sent by the Supreme Court. And Mr. Khan, when went there, he was on physical remand, and the Supreme Court gave him bail. and said it was they're really happy to see him, and then wished him good luck. Islamabad High Court, under the influence of Supreme Court, gave bundle bails of all the existing cases against him. He can't be arrested in any other case. In any new investigation, the existing cases are all shut down, given bails. Where does this happen? You give me, you know, if you compare that with civil governments, organizations, countries, wherever around the world, the global commonality, if we draw, this does not happen in any part of the world. Never.
The military establishment, unprecedented scenes, is being questioned. The economy is in a really deep shock. The country's prognosis when it comes to political stability looks to be in terrible state. So you, as politicians who are running Pakistan and probably want to win the next elections, how are you going to solve these problems?
First of all, I think Pakistan is in safe hands. We have dealt with such economic conditions always when Mr. Nawaz Sharif comes into power. We dealt with it recently in 2013 also. We have the experience, the intention, and we have the will to put the country back on economic path and development path. We are busy doing that. And Mr. Khan, as I said, that it's not Pakistan that's under such condition. It's just only one person who's a fascist, who believes in violence, who incite violence, and we know how to deal with that.